Welcome to Around Cincinnati. My guest tonight is a star of stage, television, and screen, Oscar winner, Emmy winner, and just a delightful person on the page because she has a new book out. It's by Lee Grant, Best Supporting Actress for Shampoo, and her book is called I Said Yes to Everything.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Your book says, I said yes to everything. Did you really?
Pretty much.
You didn't want to miss out on anything, did you?
Well, it wasn't so much that I didn't want to miss out on anything. It was that I was too dumb to know not to step or to jump in the places I went into. And, you know, I never had a look before you leap gene in my body. And so, fortunately or unfortunately, I jumped and found myself and lived it. And so that's been the story of my life.
Well, you certainly came up through a golden age of both creativity and interesting times, interesting people, and you rubbed elbows with the best of them. And it shows in your book, which is quite fascinating.
Thank you.
And it also, you know, it had, like Dickens wrote, it was the best of times, the worst of times, because you also lived through the blacklist, which was really awful for an awful lot of people.
Yeah, and isn't it funny that today the most popular program on television is called The Blacklist? And when I was teaching at NYU, the film school, I heard one of my students say to another one, gee, I wish I could get on The Blacklist. And I turned and I said, what are you talking about? What blacklist are you talking about? And they said, oh, you know, this film community has the best scripts that students are doing, and they're putting them on the blacklist. So, you know, the whole perversion of the word and making it, you know, a good thing instead of a bad thing was like so, you know, ironic to me. There we go. The old blacklist is gone, up with the new.
Well, it obviously crimped your style for a while, but unlike a lot of other people, you know, you came back from that with a vengeance, you know, and had the best career ever in through that period afterwards.
I did. And I think that the answer is that I was so young. I was so much younger than all of the other blacklisted people that I was able to recover 12 years later. I was in my early 20s when it happened, and I was blacklisted for 12 years. So it was 24 to 36 that I was blacklisted, where the other people who came from California were established in their fields. They were established actors and writers. So they were in their 30s and 40s when they got hit, and a lot of them died too early and never made it back. Arnie Manoff, who I had married, was a writer at that time, and he died at 51. Julie Garfield, who was called in front of the committee, he died at 39. There were others, you know. This took a terrible, terrible, terrible toll on the actors and writers of that time. It was so mean and so unfair and stupid.
Well, I guess that makes your Oscar win and your couple of Emmys even the more sweeter.
Well, it did. You're so right about that. I think that there was a motor in me at that time when I got to Hollywood that said make up for it. I was like hungry, devouring parts and films and all of the things that I couldn't do for those 12 years. And I think that there were very sympathetic souls there also in Hollywood. Norman Jewison, I think, knew about me. I think the producer of Peyton Place did when he hired me. I think people wanted to give me a hand and say, come on back up where you could have belonged, maybe if the House Un-American Activities Committee hadn't existed and done away with a lot of people.
Well, as it turns out, your second Oscar nomination was from one of my favorite films in the 70s, The Landlord.
Yes.
I just love that movie.
Was it a favorite of yours?
Yes. Just an absolute wonderful film.
And did you realize that Hal Ashby, that was his first film directing?
I did, and it got me interested in following his career and his films after that, and I just really admired him as a director.
I loved him so. He was such an extraordinary hippie guy and was so original.
I really like the chapter on your filming the independent film, The Balcony.
Oh, our love affair, Shelley Winters and I?
Yeah, you were less than enamored of her, and were not hesitant to say so in your book. But then in the very next sentence you said, but we had a kissing scene together, and she was a pretty good kisser.
I know. Oh, well, we also did a movie together, which was in the book, with Bona Sarah, Mrs. Campbell, which Mamma Mia was based on. And we started out enemies, and we ended up friends. She used to come to my house for New Year's all the time. But she was so funny in Rome where we did Buona Sera, Mrs. Campbell, because she lost a tooth. And, you know, you can't stay mad at somebody with a front tooth missing.
And that was going to be my next question. I was just wondering if you ever patched up that relationship, but apparently you did.
Yeah, we did. You know, you can't stay mad at people in Rome.
Well, you also have another different side of your career in that you are a director of documentaries, a lot of them for TV. Did you get a lot of satisfaction in doing that?
Oh, I did. I did, as you can imagine. I mean, to kind of have somebody's hand over your mouth for 12 years and suddenly be able, through documentaries, to say what you think and not get reprimanded for it or have work taken away from you for it was like the world opening up to me. And my first documentary, Down and Out in America, came out of the Reagan years. It was the first time that I saw homeless people on the streets and hotels for homeless people. And for HBO to give me the opportunity to go all around the country, farmers and people in L.A., and explore this whole phenomenon, and factories closing, people who had been with institutions and companies for all of their lives and their parents before them, suddenly having no job anymore, was an incredible journey for me. And so were the other documentaries I did. And I also felt, oh, I'm free. I can do a documentary on the things that I want to know about, and nobody's going to say no. And I can earn a living at it and make it into a movie of the week for television.
There you go.
As I did with most of them.
Like your book title, I said yes to everything. You may have, but, you know, it hasn't affected the quality of your work in the least.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
I got to ask you one more question, though.
Sure.
Dying to know. Which had the biggest wow factor for you? Would that be winning the Oscar for Shampoo or riding on the back of Marlon Brando's motorcycle?
Oh, the bike, of course.
Okay. I knew you would say that.
Of course it did.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on Around Cincinnati. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And you too.
I've been speaking with actress, director, Lee Grant, Oscar winner, Emmy winner, and author of her new memoir, I Said Yes to Everything. A very good read. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.